We'll now call the Board of Meeting, Board of Supervisors, open at this time and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, Diane Hall will introduce the Earl Pride recipients.
Good evening, Chairman Monteith, members of the Board, Mr. Robinson, and Mr. During. My name's Diane Hall. I'm with the Department of Public Works, and I'm here this evening representing the Earl Pride Scholarship Committee. It's my pleasure to present the recipients of the awards for 2011. And I'd like to give a little bit of background on the scholarship. I usually skip that part. But Mr. Earl Pride was actually a resident of San Luis County, and when he passed away in 1988, he left pretty much his entire estate to the county. And his directive with that was that it was to be disposed of as the county employees saw fit. So this is actually a program that was set up through his bequest, but also involving the county employees. And they did a survey of the employees at that time, and they had about 10 different options, and the option that they chose was an ongoing scholarship. So the scholarship itself, the initial amount was about $48,000, and it collects interest every year. And a part of that interest actually goes back into the principal, and then the rest is available for scholarships. So over the last 18 years, we've given away over, I have $41,000 here, but I think it was $14,000. I think I did a typo. And this has been, without decreasing the principal amount, today the endowment is about $53,000, so we see it continuing this for quite a while. The scholarship is for higher education, and it's open to all county employees and their dependents. I'd like to acknowledge the work of the appointees to the scholarship committee and publicly thank them this evening. They're Christine Applegate, Greg Gaudio, Bruce Merchant, Marianne Rucker, Vanessa Zopek, and then a special thanks to committee member Jan Gauthier. It's her final year with the committee. She's actually retiring, and she's been on the committee since 2002, so we're very appreciative of her efforts. As in the past, the high quality of the applicants made the selection process a difficult one. We received approximately 20 applications, and we score them in three areas: grade point average, community involvement, and an essay. The essays are always quite interesting. It's really fun to read what the students are doing out there. This year, the committee is awarding three scholarships. We wish for each of the recipients' continued success, and we also want to thank the board for your support and the opportunity to acknowledge these individuals. The 2011 scholarship recipients have exhibited outstanding academic performance and have displayed concern for their community. I'll present them in alphabetical order, and I'll get a short bio on each of them, and then they'll come up together for their award. Our first recipient, Janae Greve, graduated from Oriston Baha'i with a 4.22 GPA. She'll be attending Corbin University in Salem, Oregon, where she plans on pursuing a career in education. Janae is active in her school and community. She volunteered with Habitat for Humanity and has been involved in fundraising efforts for various medical venues. Janae has demonstrated her love of learning by being a part-time high school tutor. Her mother, Carrie Greve, is employed with the Community Services Agency. The second recipient was Gilberto Ruiz Ortega. He's a graduate of Enoch High School, where he maintained a GPA of 3.69. He'll be attending Woodbury University in Burbank, where he plans to major in graphic design. His goal is to become a digital artist in the entertainment industry, and while at Enix, he was a member of the track and field and cross-country teams. He used his graphic design skills to produce promotional materials for numerous school events, and his design skills have already been recognized with a multitude of awards. Gilberto's mother, Martha Ortega Ruiz, is employed by Behavioral Health and Recovery Services. And Gilberto is vacationing with his family, so he won't be here this evening, but he sends his thanks. Our third recipient is Olivia Tanner. She's been a Stanislaus County employee for 15 years. Olivia was first hired to work in behavioral health, then transferred to elections. and finally ended up with the Department of Public Works, which we're real happy about, where she's currently a staff services analyst. As a member of Foresters, Olivia participates in various fundraising events for local charities. In addition to being a full-time mom, Olivia also attends Modesto Junior College, where she's majoring in business with a focus in accounting. Upon completing her associate's degree, she plans on transferring to Sam State for her bachelor's. Thank you. They'll come forward at this time.
Hi there. Janae?
Yes.
It's my privilege, my honor, to present you with this certificate of your accomplishment. And we want to say thank you very much for your contributions. We're constantly asking people to be part of the community, and you've stepped right up. And so we'd like to give you this certificate. And by the way, there is an envelope with a check. So I would like to hand both of those to you.
Thank you.
Olivia Tanner, also we want to thank you very much for your contributions into the community. And we praise the constant desire to go on and become more qualified, and we hope to see you both come back and continue to make contributions to Stanislaus County. So congratulations. Also is a certificate depicting your success, and also a check. Thank you. Would either one of you wish to say a few words?
Okay,
well, that's fine. We say thank you once again and keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you.
At this time, we'll open it for public comment period. If there's anyone wishing to make any comments on anything that's out on tonight's agenda. And would you please give your name, too, please?
Good evening.
Good evening.
To the Board of Supervisors here in the chambers, my name is Samuel White Ephraim. That's spelled E-P-H-R-A-I-M. I'm here with my friend, Mr. George Serrano, and I'll spell his last name for you. It's S-E-R-R-A-N-O. He resides in the county of Stanislaus on Imperial Avenue. Over a year ago, Mr. Serrano, as you can see, is physically challenged by loss of eyesight, took a horrendous fall on the avenue of Ballas and Glenn. Subsequently, he sought some type of remedy for that, thinking that it was City of Modesto, and he did go to the City of Modesto, filling out some paperwork that would help compensate him for his injuries. Subsequently, after 90 days, he found out that it was a county matter. Therefore, going to the county and filling out paperwork, and to this day, he says he has not heard anything or been, this matter has not yet been addressed. So we thought we would bring it here today and make a record of it. I'm aware that the board here cannot comment on anything at this time, but we wanted to make sure that he received some type of communique from the county of Stanislaus that would help him in this manner. He's incurred in numerous medical expenses because of his injuries and this fall, and subsequently I went out to the area and looked at it, and where he resides in that area, there are no sidewalks. As you can see, he gets around by using his stick as a guide, and there are numerous holes in the road there, which, of course, he's not going to see them. I believe that it's incumbent upon the county to investigate this and to look at it and to have someone possibly from your risk management department to contact Mr. Serrano and to see what liabilities that the county or what the county might be responsible for in this matter. We appreciate your candor and time for hearing us in this matter, and hopefully we'll receive some type of communique from the County of Stanislaus. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Are there any other comments to be made at this time from the public? Would you please step up and give your name, please?
Gentlemen of the council, I expect to see other members of the council, but I see you this evening. Great. I am the executive director of a nonprofit organization located here in Modesto. I've spoken about this organization many times, and I've also spoken on other matters in regards to the same reason this organization exists. However, as a youth organization, and is actually as a preventative program, build an arts program for youth in our community. And it's for every ethnic background, culture, and economic group that exists here in our community. I have spoken many times, as I said before, and I urge our mayor and other city council members to know what's going on in our community as far as our youth, because we are in an array of horrendous actions here in our community. So I had informed them a while ago that I have been planning an event. The event is due to occur a month from today. So I am here, to inform city council members, inform everyone else. It's an invitation only event. I also encourage you gentlemen, as I said, our community is at a large, horrendous problem as far as you and others in our community, but I'm addressing those. I've worked with our community from adults to youth and all in many areas. So I have invitations here. I wasn't expecting to give them to you gentlemen, but I'm going to pass them on to you as well, so hopefully you would attend this. John Jackson. Oh yes, and the organization is called Uptown Studio of the Arts.
Okay, well thank you for the information and thank you for the, we are the Board of Supervisors, but we're also interested as the City Council is in making our community a better community. Are there any other individuals who wish to make any comments? If not, I'll bring it back to the board and we'll go to the consent calendar. At this time, I will be pulling C3 and C4 for discussion. Is there any other request to pull, or would someone like to make a motion on the consent calendar?
Motion to approve consent calendar unless the item is pulled.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. We'll now go to C3 and C4.
Now, Mr. Mistrato, we'll be addressing both items, C3 and C4. Both items will require an action of the Board of Supervisors, so I would recommend that you take each in its turn. Mr. Mistrato will provide to you a report, provide an opportunity for you to ask questions, and then I would ask that you consider the proposed action following his comments and your comments.
Okay. Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring, Matt Machado, Director of Public Works. And the first item, item C3, is an amendment to a professional design contract with Rajapan & Meyer, providing services for the Hammett Interchange. It's a, and I'm going to use the acronym PANED effort, that stands for Project Approval and Environmental Documentation. So it's the environmental phase of the project development of the Hammett Interchange. The Hammett Interchange is clearly in an area of Salida community. It doesn't have issues today, but we're envisioning potential issues in the future. And one of the primary reasons with any environmental document is we see it as an entitlement document. And in this particular case, it will provide us the footprint needed for the future. And there's real value in determining that footprint early on so that we can give direction to development as it occurs to keep at a certain distance so that we don't allow development into an area that could become a future interchange project. In this particular case, it's on the edge of the current Salida community area. In fact, there's a subdivision called Vizcaya right at the edge of the interchange footprint, and there are a couple parcels that are actually have development plans, and so this is a critical item to us. The way we are funding this contract, this environmental and design contract, is through traffic mitigation fees, through Kaiser funds that were paid to the county some years ago. And so we are fully funded through that effort of the Kaiser mitigation funds. And I think with that, I can certainly try to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions?
If I could, Matt, and I'm the one that kind of bugged you about this, sorry. The $2 million that Kaiser originally put in there through the mitigation fees that they, so there were no restrictions on that at all. It was just $2 million towards traffic in the Salida area.
That's correct, in the Salida area.
Okay. And so far we've spent almost $1 million. We'll be at $1 million, I guess, with this, $1 million of the $2 million. Is that right?
Well, actually, the Kiernan interchange, the environmental and design work for that interchange was funded the same way. And so that was $1 million also. And so with the two contracts together, that would speak for about the $2 million that Kaiser had submitted through their mitigation fee. I don't recall the year that the money was submitted, but over the years, interest earnings. And so at the end of this current contract, and of course the Kiernan contract, there would be about $300,000 or somewhere around there, plus or minus, in that account.
Okay,
uncommitted.
It'll be left. Okay. Right. So about $1 million of it has gone towards Kiernan, and it sounds like around $1 million has gone towards Hammett.
That's correct.
Okay. The $1 million for Kiernan, what is it? What has it gone for? I mean, as far as.
So it did a similar effort at Kiernan. It provided us an environmental document. We also got a 30% design, which in Caltrans terms is called a project report. And that enabled us to move into the full design and also into right-of-way acquisition, which we're currently in the middle of, in an effort to have a shelf-ready project for a potential state funding, which is the SR99 bond funds that we're hopeful will become available this fall, and then we could fund the full construction. And so with any construction, public works type project, the environmental phase is critical. It allows you to go into final design and right-of-way acquisition. And so at the Kiernan location, that $1 million got us that entitlement document and the early design work.
Okay. And does that $1 million then apply with regard to the SR99 funds towards our match? I mean, is that towards what we've put in, are going to put into that project too? Or?
It is part of our overall project funding. It is our local match, exactly.
Okay. That's correct. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, open it to the public. Are there any questions at this time? If not, I bring it back to the board and ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the staff recommendations.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Pass. We now will go to B4.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor, or Supervisor, Chairman and Supervisors. Goodness gracious. B4.
Whatever.
Okay. So C4 is approval to adopt the results of the Prop 218 assessment ballot procedure that protested the formation of CSA number 29. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to this item. It's not good news. The ballot measure failed. But I wanted to ensure and tell the board that Public Works will endeavor to keep the road safe in this area, which includes putting out warning signs if needed for the general public to alert them of any hazards in the area. And even though this is unfortunate news, what's even more unfortunate is that the improvements to their storm drain system that serves their private runoff water will not occur. And what this means is that as we move forward, that these problems will continue, and they may even worsen as the system ages going forward. So it's unfortunate. But the people have spoken, and we respect that, and we'll move forward and do the best we can with the resources we have. So I just wanted to share that with the seven. So thank you for that, and I can answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions?
Just as a matter of clarification, our responsibility now, based on the results of the 218 election, is to provide proper signage on county responsible roadways, and not to maintain and improve the infrastructure and do other things necessary to make their properties passable and accessible. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Can I ask about the weighted ballot? It's either by parcel, one person, one vote. I mean, one parcel, one vote, right? But how does the weighted vote work?
So, in essence, there's two components to the weighting. I mean, they're the assessments based upon a per acre, and so some parcels are larger than others, so there's a weight on that. And there's also a weight on benefit. And so, in this particular area, there was actually different zones of benefit. Some of the locations would receive more benefit, and so they would have an additional weight. But in general, it's a per acre weight, and then parcel size determines how much of the vote they get.
Not the improvements on the parcel, just the parcel size.
Well, that is correct. Now, that is one of the areas in this particular location where some of the unimproved parcels, they were going to get less benefit because they didn't have improvements to protect or didn't have runoff. And so they actually had a less of a vote. And when they would develop, then through the annual public hearing process, they would be assessed a higher rate to pay their fair share.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? I would just like to say at this time, I'd like to point out that in this process, we go to the property owners and we ask them if they want the improvement or not. Sometimes people get a little excited and they feel that perhaps we're trying to force them into spending money and improving the area. But that is a choice of the property owner. So it's we go to them, we explain to them what we're trying to accomplish and what the benefits will be to them, and they will make that decision, and their vote determines that. So I just want to make that clear that people understand the process. Is there anyone in the audience has a question? If not, I'll bring it back to the board and ask for a motion.
Motion to approve C4.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passed.
Thank you.
So now we'll go to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the City of Modesto's 2010 Annual Drinking Water Quality Report.
Referred to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received a notice from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services regarding the scoping comment period for the proposed expansion of the San Joaquin River National Wildlife Refuge.
Referred to the Department of Environmental Resources, Fish and Wildlife Commission, and Department of Public Works.
This board has received a copy of the 2010 Stanislaus County Probation Department's annual report.
Acknowledge and accept the report.
And the board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Officer, Risk Management Division. At this time, does the board have any reports? If not, I'll now then go to the Legislative Fiscal and Management Report, Chief Executive Officer.
I'll have no legislative reports this evening. However, we do have one announcement to share with the public. We have scheduled a public meeting relating to the proposed supervisorial district redistricting maps. This will be held tomorrow, July 20th, 2011, at the Martin G. Peterson Event Center. That's located at 720 12th Street here in Modesto, and it will occur between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. tomorrow evening.
At this time, this meeting is adjourned.